This is the sermon preached at St. Paul's Anglican Church in Athens on the seventh Sunday after Trinity, July the 18th, 2021. The readings are Jeremiah 23, 1-6, Ephesians 2, 11-22, and Mark 6, 30-24, then 53 to the end. Just a word before I begin. Due to holiday time, there will be no recorded sermon for the 25th of July or the 1st of August, and no printed form of the sermon will be issued prior to the 1st of August either. Through the prophecy of Jeremiah, God has a sound and stern warning about shepherds who scatter the flock. In real life, of course, it's the shepherd's primary role to gather, to protect, and to care for the flock. In this prophecy, there is a direct attack on those spiritual leaders who scatter God's flock instead of fulfilling the proper functions of the shepherd, the pastor of God's people. Division versus unity, a real challenge for humans and for spiritual leaders, because religion so often divides people, nations, and families. This is tackled head-on by Paul in the letter to the Ephesians, with its temple to the goddess Artemis and the whole pantheon of gods and goddesses that abounded in the Greco-Roman world. This contrasts sharply with the monotheism of the religion that had nurtured and formed St. Paul's life. Judaism stood out as distinctive in the ancient world because of its claims that there is but one God, and that the Commonwealth of Israel should love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, and with all your strength. But something has changed in Paul. The focus of his faith in God is now centered on the cross of Jesus Christ, and though not departing at all from his monotheism, his God is fully revealed in and through Jesus. This revelation has also revealed what Paul sees as a fault in what he previously believed. Division, not unity, was promoted by his religion. He tackles this eloquently in the passage we have heard this morning, and his language is interesting. We might call his language Paul's polity through the cross, or who we are as people together because Jesus died for us. For a start, Paul raises the issue of circumcision. Since the time of Moses, Paul's faith had always practiced male circumcision, and that act in itself was a sign of the relationship with God. It was an outward sign of the covenant between God and his people. Jesus, being born into this community of faith, was circumcised, of course, on the eighth day after his birth. We're told this in Scripture. Have a look at St. Luke chapter 2, verse 21. His followers were, of course, in the majority Jewish as well. Thus, the men were all circumcised. After the death and resurrection of Jesus, the new community that emerged had a dilemma. A dilemma exaggerated by Paul's missionary journeys, talking about Jesus all around nations of the Mediterranean and addressing non-Jews and diaspora Jews equally. The problem was that there were then circumcised and non-circumcised followers of Jesus, and there was deep disagreement about this. In the letter Paul wrote to the Galatians, we see his fury vented on those circumcised Christians who become a disruptive influence on the community, undoing all the theological and pastoral work Paul had contributed in building up the common body of the church. It was the first big primitive division, really, in Christian history. In addressing the Ephesian Christians, Paul is using his inherited tradition in slightly more persuasive ways, as only Paul can. He is, it would seem, addressing non-Jews, that is, the Gentile or uncircumcised Christian believers. He speaks of the division in the past between Jew and Gentile, and how in Christ Jesus, in place of division, there is unity, and that traditions created by humans are trumped by the work of Christ on the cross. The language of Paul's polity that runs through this passage is very interesting, especially as he contrasts one group against another. Just listen to some of these. Aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, strangers to the covenant of promise. Once far off, now brought near. Both groups into one, broken down the dividing wall. Abolished the law, creating one new humanity in place of two. No longer strangers or aliens, but citizens, saints, members of the household, growing into a holy temple of the Lord. Paul is placing before the Ephesians a new vision, a vision of a free citizenship of a new kingdom with all its rights and responsibilities in Christ. This is a stark contrast to the shepherds decried in the prophecy of Jeremiah. Paul's clear message is that in Christ there is a good shepherd, who is a gatherer, a unifier, and inclusive and inclusive and embracing Christ. And life in his commonwealth knows nothing of male and female, slave or free, Jew or Gentile, for all are one in Christ. Paul's clear message about life united through Christ is a message much needed at this time. The pandemic that we're all going through has not only created health havoc worldwide, but we can sense there is a deeper disease between the nations of the world and disorder within society. The world seems a more fragile and fractured place, whether it is ethnic cleansing in parts of China or the re-emergence of the Taliban in Afghanistan, or the division that is a growing phenomenon and potentially deeply divisive in every society between the vaccinated and the unvaccinated, or even the type of behaviour that was witnessed last Sunday when England and Italy played at Wembley, with scenes of unruly behaviour, Italians being beaten up, police injuries, disregard for basic COVID safety. An ugliness seems to be emerging in parts of society and in the economy of world order. Ephesians offers an alternative message of hope in Christ, and it's a very deep challenge to all of those who profess Christ's name. For us, the language of alien and foreigner is anathema, for we are fellow citizens. Sim politis, the Greek text says, proclaiming peace to those who are far off and peace to those who are near. When Jesus sees the crowd at Gennesaret, he has compassion for them from deep in his gut, the Greek verb indicates, because they appear to be like sheep without a shepherd. As a gatherer shepherd, a protector shepherd, a caring shepherd, he heals and restores all to good health. We turn to Christ now as the source of healing for our common good and for our individual and social well-being. For we are, as St. Paul emphasizes, fellow citizens in Christ's commonwealth. Amen. And with the sound of the cicadas chirping in the background, I do wish everyone a very happy summer. Kalo Kalokeri.